Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, if you don't know that already. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we've been streaming stories of business and family business and entrepreneurship through this changing economy every day so that people can stay informed about what people are doing in reality. We are practitioners and supporters of practitioners. Our next guest follows my logo over my left shoulder, the Family Business Association. Luis Jaimes, principal at Audio Spectrum. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you. Luis, tell us about your business, because I know it's, COVID's been quite a challenging environment for your family.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been extremely hard with this pandemic situation. So I'm the principal for Visual Spectrum, and which is a company I started that works in conjunction with Audio Spectrum, which is, Audio Spectrum is our family business that my father started 30 years ago. And it's a audio visual staging solutions company for concerts and live events. So as you can imagine, we're in the industry that I would say it was hit the most severely, because we focus on large gatherings. That's what we do. We do concerts sometimes with upwards of 20, 30,000 people.
And, oh boy!
Obviously, that's a big no-no right now with this situation going on in the world. So, we've been trying to get creative, do some things to still generate some revenue and just stay alive. The company I started in conjunction with Audio Spectrum is called Visual Spectrum, which I started 6 years ago as a side business to provide LED screens, cameras, content and image magnification for concerts and live events to provide a different service for the clients we were already providing audio and lighting and staging for.
So, I'm sorry about how it's hit you. I understand. You know, I have so many questions, but my first one really is, sure. What are some of the types of events you're putting on now that are so different?
So, like I said, we've had to get very creative. This is a world where we can't really have gatherings that are, most gatherings are forbidden over 25, 50 people. So we've been figuring out how to have socially distanced events, drive-in concerts, drive-in movies, even drive-in comedy shows we've been doing. We've been doing some outdoor commencements over the summer. We had a couple of those. And we've been working with towns to do some socially distanced town meetings. Town meetings were usually held indoors for most towns, and with the pandemic, they've had to move them outdoors to larger socially distanced settings. So we've had that open up, for some small business to stay alive.
Wow! So can you give us a little history of the business? Was it started by your parents, or does it go further back?
So my father started the company about 30 years ago. And he started it out as just an audio company, providing audio for small concerts. And over the years, grew on that and started providing staging in the mid-90s, and then added lighting. The events grew larger and larger until we were focusing on, he started focusing on larger scale events, arena shows, outdoor festivals, and things of that nature. My history was, I graduated from Northeastern with a degree in economics, and, I was determined not to go into the family business. I wanted to do my own thing. I started at Bay State Financial right out of college, and I was there for a couple of years until I reluctantly, was convinced by my father to join the family business about 6.5 years ago. And, during my time, I saw the need for, LED screens just increasing dramatically, for concerts and live events. They were a little bit hard to find when I started 6 years ago, and the demand was great for them. Every concert, everybody wanted to have them, and it was hard to afford them at the time, and a little bit harder to find them. So I took out a home equity loan in my house, and I bought my first LED screen 6 years ago. I bought 30 panels of LED screens, which could make about a 16 feet wide by 9 foot tall screen, which is really only good for smaller events. And I used the network that my father had created over 1,000 clients and, you know, hundreds of concerts per year to increase that business. And within the first year, I increased my quantity of panels up to 180. And this past year, I'm up to 2,000 panels. And we have one of the largest video departments in New England.
Interesting. And what are the, and just describe to me what the panels do for people.
Sure. So if you've ever been to a concert, I'm sure you've seen the big LED screens. Sometimes they put them behind the stage. They call it upstage video screen, where you could see image magnification, like the camera, live feed of the artist. You can see graphics and content and certain things to engage the audience. In this day and age, electronic dance music has become a lot more popular. Hip hop has become a lot more popular, and there's not as much to watch at a concert anymore when you have one artist with a microphone or behind a behind a CD player or a mixer. So you have to create the experience for the audience and engage them with content on the screen. So different graphics and videos and things like that. So the need has increased dramatically. Acoustic performances and things like that have been using them more and more in recent years.
So how many family members are involved with the company?
So my father is still involved, and I'm involved, and my younger brother has taken on the staging department. He runs the hydraulic stages for the company, which, as I mentioned, we do outdoor festivals, and we have some hydraulic stages that are compact into, they're like tractor trailers, and we can roll them into an event and open them up and have a stage, performance area, and a roof, and a place to hang audio and lighting right there within a matter of hours, rather than the traditional way of building a stage deck by deck and building a roof with steel or trussing.
So in these times, I know it's hard with family businesses. Are you talking business 24/7 with your father?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, even with the pandemic, that usually takes over the conversation.
Well, that's the thing, with family business, it just seems to always be. Just this morning, I had a father say to me that he was upset that on Saturday or on Thanksgiving that his son didn't talk business when he got up in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's
interesting. So are you looking now for a pathway, let's say, for another 6 to 7 months so until there's a vaccine? Is that what you're looking at, getting back into the concert business
full time? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the places that we've looked for business the last couple of months definitely are more so to keep people working and to keep some revenue coming into the door, but it's not been very profitable, as you can imagine. We focus on large scale events, and it's also came in a very bad time where the majority of the industry had the best year in history in 2019, everybody was working at capacity in the industry, where concerts were becoming more and more popular. And we also had the best quarter one of all time, quarter one 2020. So it came at from 1,000 to zero overnight. We shut down. We started getting cancellations before the country shut down for everybody else. We were probably the first industry to shut down. So it's been difficult to try to adapt and change to keep things going. But thankfully, we were in a good financial position where we have the financial fortitude to withstand this pandemic and just be alive when things come back. And like you said, the vaccine is definitely going to be something that will get concerts moving again. So we kind of wait, and the next couple of weeks look pretty promising, and I'm just remaining optimistic so that we can get back to some large events in 2021.
Luis, if somebody's looking for you at Visual Spectrum or Audio Spectrum, how would they find you?
You can go to our website, audiospectrum.com. You can shoot me an email. It's pretty simple, luis@audiospectrum.com, or you can just give me a call at my business phone phone line or my cell phone. Either one would work. And our business line is 781-787-1331.
Well, we all wish you all the best for 2021, and we're hoping everybody's back in their concerts next year. And we look forward to speaking to you as you adapt to this very challenging economy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.